you've got the mind of Christ, brother.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
First of all, it is about giving the glory back to God. And I want to thank all the brothers and sisters that have been praying for Jeffrey, each and every one. You all know, like, the last update as such with Jeffrey and the situation. When I say this week has been a bombshell, it really has, because ever since beginning of Monday, I believe it was.
Saturday. The devil was on tail, weren't he, really?
Yeah, but
praise the Lord.
Yeah.
he's in control.
We found out that not only have they started to lower Jeff's meds, sedatives and whatnot, and that free the pipe down the throat. We found out, I believe, one morning, it may not be that accurate, you might have to help me out at some point.
Do you want me to start from Saturday?
No, I want to do my best on my own here. Basically, that had come out after a few questions, because they were thinking on the same lines, because it can only stay in for a certain amount of time, in the voice box.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they were talking of doing a tracheotomy type thing, you know, and Teresa wasn't happy with that, I wasn't happy with that, and I'm thinking, well, I suppose if it needs to be, it needs to be.
Okay.
You know, sort of thing. But Teresa, I mean, unto me, prayed about it, sort of thing. I got into a prayer on my own about it. It never came to pass. The plastic surgery lady thought, well, why should he go down for another one if it isn't totally necessary? No, she put the block on it, sort of thing. So praise the Lord for that. And when we found out at next moment, he had an oxygen mask on. And then they were going to change that to, like, pipes.
The nasal one.
Well, I think it was by the end of that day.
When we went up to visit,
he had none of it. He was breathing totally on his own.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord for that one. And they've been over the week lowering all the medication, bringing him off of it.
Mm.
Now, they did make one ricket, and I believe the Lord let Teresa know last night they'd taken him off all. I didn't even notice it, where they had that rack next to the bed with all these tubes and plastic needles, syringe things, feeding these tubes. None of it was engaged. There was nothing there. There were no tubes, no lights, nothing. Mm. I mean, it was you that pointed it out, wasn't it, Black Boss?
I can't remember.
No,
I noticed that there was nothing there.
But we were thinking, well, praise the Lord. But then Jeffrey, he started speaking a little bit and smiling a little bit, but he can't talk properly, which is totally normal. And he was saying something, and please forgive it, I thought he said, but it was hard to make out. I couldn't hear it, Teresa couldn't make it out, and Lord was Frank.
That's what he was saying.
We're thinking, does he mean it mentally, physically? He meant his stomach, and then all of a sudden, the poor lad with that collar on, he was laid on his back and he was vomiting. So the nurse came, well, he was getting all muck in the chest, and he needed something out and whatnot. And of course then, because weekend staff ain't great, they all come bombing over. We got ushered to the relatives room.
Yeah.
And the first thing we all done, we sat down and we got in the tongues. And we kept it up and
sung a couple of songs.
And there's a little bit that I prayed verbally, quietly to myself. Well, praise the Lord. By the following morning, Teresa came.
Yes, morning.
Teresa came down early like she normally does, phoned the hospital to see her at Finn. We found out, not only yet when we were there, they gave him an anti-sick thing, but don't think that was too effective sort of thing. But they realised their mistake, they're taking him off too quick, so he's getting the effects coming with a bit of a bombardment. So they've given him a trickle of the sedative, they give him a trickle of the pain relief, everything like that, which seems at present, I believe, and permanently stopped all that violent vomiting. And that's what the Lord imparted to Teresa last evening. Like I say, it was withdrawals, and this is what I want to thank the brothers and sisters for their prayers. But get this also. A colleague I work with, and I meant to bring this in and I totally forgot this morning, forgive me, and I'll bring it in next week to show you. It's a piece of paper, with a prayer that's been prayed by another outside lot of Christians that have come to her to hear about the situation. A colleague from work who's a believer from Scotland. Very nice, humble, meek, selfless chap. Very thoughtful and sensitive. He's a pleasure to work with. Everyone else takes the mickey out of him, but I can see him for what he is. He's genuine. You know, and his family are believers. He has a mother and a grandmother, and they have a prayer group right up at the north of Scotland, sort of thing. And he's been updating them, and he said, look, he said, I've told my mother and granny. He said, would you mind if we prayed? I said, of course not, brother. Thank you. You know, I appreciate that. And he said, all right, well, I didn't know. He was constantly updating on a daily basis. And they've actually sent down a copy of this prayer that they prayed, you know, and it's like, you know, like name of Jesus, everything like that. And I can't remember it in great detail, but I will bring it so you could see it. But there's a couple of like things I recognise there about great is his faithfulness and Jesus' name, this, that, anything else. And he's given one as a cop, the original, to go into Jeffrey's diary that they keep from at the hospital. And that really touched me, this thing. It really did, because it was such sincerity. And I asked him, look, do you mind if I photocopy this? I'd like to keep this. And I said, I'd like to show it to my wife and us to keep as remembrance, you know. He said, no. He said, I'd better make sure so my handwriting's at its best. And so he did. But I've come to like this chap quite a lot. And although it's sort of like, I'm guessing denominational, who knows, but I think he's got some inside, but he's a lovely chap. But I found myself praying for his salvation, sort of thing, and the knowledge of Christ and everything like that, for him and his family, that they come to know the Lord fully, sort of thing. And maybe in people's spare time, they could pray for him, because
he's the Lord.
You don't need to
praise God,
you know?
Thank
so
you, Jesus.
All the glory to God, and my thanks and everything.
Not just that.
What?
The prayers, like through the churches, have gone from the
north
of Scotland.
Oh, sorry, most
important
bit. From the north of Scotland, right round to the south coast. They've been praying this.
Praise the Lord.
So,
thank you,
Father. You know,
he's bringing his people together.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen.